Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to close out our series on the life of David in style. This is the most famous passage of David's episode of his life, the Battle of David and Goliath. There was an elderly man who, along with his young son, passionately enjoyed collecting art. They bought some very famous pieces of art by the masters, Picasso and Van Gogh. The joy of this art collection was immense for this man, and he dreamed of one day passing along the art collection to his son as an inheritance. But that day would never come. The country was in war, and the son, while the son was in serving the country as it was in war, the son was killed in combat, tragically. The father was grief-stricken and stunned by what had happened. Some years passed by, however, and during the winter holidays around Christmas time, a knock came on the man's door. It was a man who happened to be in combat with the son when the son had died. And he shared with the father a portrait of his son. Now, the portrait of his son wasn't at all equal to the master works that were inside the man's home, but the portrait of his son was remarkably accurate with his facial features and expressions, and that painting became the prized possession of the man. In fact, he placed the painting right above the fireplace, and he moved the Van Gogh works and the Monet and the Manet and the Picassos all to side walls. And he loved looking at the picture, the portrait of his son. It was his prized possession. Some more years passed by, and the man became ill and ultimately died. And it was at that point that people who were in the art world became crazed with enthusiasm because they wanted to show up and purchase the works of art at the man's auction following his death. Something unusual happened, though, as the auctioneer loaded up and lined up the paintings. The very first painting to go to auction was the portrait of the son. Someone from the back of the hall cried out, let's get on with this. Let's move on to auctioning off the real good stuff, the Picassos, the Monet, so forth. And the auctioneer said, nope, this was the will of the father that this painting be sold first. Can I have a $100 bid? He announced. Crickets. Nobody was interested. Someone cried out, let's move on. Let's move on to a more famous painting. That's why we're here. And finally, someone raised their hand in the crowd and said, I knew the son. I'll give $10 for the painting. And then something stunning and shocking happened. The auctioneer stopped the auction altogether. Why? People were asking. Let's get to the main paintings. And the auctioneer explained, according to the will of the father, the person that takes the son gets everything. Now, maybe you've heard that story before. We don't know who actually wrote that story and whether or not it was true, but it does bring some perspective to our faith. Whoever takes the son gets everything. Isn't that what Christianity is about? The father sent his son to this world to rescue. You could say that he was in battle. And Jesus died. And the father essentially said to those who would follow him, if you take my son, if you take him, you get everything. And by everything, We mean eternal life, everything that God has to offer, his comfort, his rest, his peace, and his love. And by the way, those things are yours. If you take the Son, you get everything. Now this morning we're taking a look at our last lesson from David's life, and it's an unusual story, actually, the story of David and Goliath, but it does bring to mind what our faith is all about. This story is quite unusual, you see, because no modern battle would take place in this way. On one side of the hill, there were the Israelites gathered together for 40 days. On the other side of the valley was the other army, the Philistines. And between the two armies, there was this no man's land. That nobody could go into except for two champions, one representative of the Philistines, the champion Goliath, the Hebrew uses that word, the champion Goliath, and then on the other side, a representative David. Now, whoever side won the battle, they would get everything. That's the way it worked. Everything. The land, future, weaponry, everything.